Hey guys, welcome to the E-commerce Paradise Podcast, episode 307. I'm going to talk about merchant card processors today. This is a topic that isn't discussed too often. It's kind of taken for granted. But with e-commerce, it's really important that you understand what these companies are, how they can help you, and what to watch out for when you're getting started with them, because I've had a few pitfalls. If it's your first time listening to the podcast, definitely hit that subscribe button. And also, if you like what you hear, definitely leave a review on the iTunes channel. Every review helps me reach more people. You can get there directly just by typing in ecommerceparadise.com/podcast in any internet browser. Okay, so let's talk about merchant processors. So there's a ton of merchant processors out there. Okay, if you just type merchant card processors into Google, you'll find them. They're also known as credit card payment processors. And, you know, you may have heard of some of them like Stripe or Square. You know, there's Authorize.net, Chase Payment Tech. There's a lot of ones you probably haven't heard of, you know. And so which company do you choose to start with? Well, here's the thing. If you're going with Shopify as a store, oh, I might as well talk about PayPal while we're at it. PayPal's like the elephant in the living room, right? If you're going to go with Shopify, though, you have to go with a certain a number of merchant processors. They don't integrate with every merchant processor out there unless that merchant processor has a custom app to integrate. So you have to talk to them specifically about that. Their developers may have to do that. Okay, but there is Shopify Payments. Shopify Payments is Shopify's own merchant processing company. And basically, you have to apply for it with your Shopify store. And if they approve you, then you get to accept payments. But more and more often, Shopify Payments is being, is not being enabled for stores because of a high risk factor. And it's pretty common when you're dealing with high ticket products, and you know, especially when you're a merchant in a country that's not the U.S. Okay, I've found that oftentimes when you're abroad and you're starting a U.S. company, if you don't log in using a VPN in the U.S., then what happens is they'll see that your IP address is in another country. And that can be an issue to them and their banking partners thinking that your company is actually located somewhere else. And so at that point, then they'll say, okay, well, you need to use a different merchant processor that's got a higher risk acceptance. So let's talk about what is going on today. In the last 3 to 6 months, what happens, a lot of the processors actually stopped refunding transaction fees. So what happens is if you have to take a return back, or if you have to cancel an order, or if you have to, if you get a chargeback, and you have already captured the payment, then the merchant card processor charges you a fee right then and there when they capture the payment. Okay, and before, all these processors were actually refunding those fees, but now they're not. I used to just automatically capture payments as soon as they were approved by my fraud detection app called ClearSale, but now I realize that that's a terrible idea, because if there's stockouts, which there are often, and somebody wants to cancel an order, then I'll actually lose that fee, which really sucks. And it's 3% on average, so that can be, you know, up to like $100 on certain high-ticket orders or more. So you have to be really careful now, okay? So you know, what you should do is authorize only first until you're sure it's in stock or the customer's willing to wait for it, and then you can capture the payment. So if you haven't yet, go check back on all your, you know, merchant card accounts if you already have them, and check out whether they've refunded your fees or not. If you're using PayPal or Shopify Payments or Stripe, chances are they have not, and they will not. Okay, there wasn't a big announcement about this either. It was done just like via a small policy update that was kind of low key. So a lot of people got upset about the PayPal thing, specifically because of eBay, and that's understandable. What we use now is Shopify Payments and PayPal still. Stripe on one of the stores that they didn't approve us for Shopify Payments. But the main deal is that we don't capture fees right away. We actually authorize them first. Okay, and if you're using Shopify again, you can choose between a bunch of different merchant processors. There's lots of different things. There are a few that actually do refund the fees still. One of them is Square, but Square does not integrate with Shopify yet. So hopefully that will happen in the future. There's another one called Payment Depot, and this I found through the blog called merchantmaverick.com. There's another one called National Processing that only charges a small fee. And I believe that's it. So those ones actually still refund the fees. So I'm interested to hear in the future if Square can actually integrate with Shopify. That would be quite cool, because then, then we can still deal with refunds without having to assess additional fees for our customers. So what I do now is I just have in my cancellation policy, return policy, is that there's an additional 5% fee. You can choose your own fee, maybe just 3%, whatever, but you have to recoup the loss that you're you're losing basically because of that fee loss. So just keep that in mind. Okay, so hope you guys found this podcast helpful, and definitely go out there and find a merchant processor that has a low fee and also refunds fees. If not, then just be very careful when you're taking orders. I found the best results with Stripe, and it's really easy to integrate, really easy to set up, really easy to use. Shopify Payments is great, except for now that they, you know, don't refund fees. You have to be careful. PayPal also works all right, but you know, sometimes they hold your payments and stuff like that before items ship, which is really annoying. That's why I don't really like PayPal as much. Stripe has never done that to me, so that's great. Be careful of your chargeback rate. If you have a high chargeback rate, your merchant processor account might get shut down or banned. Okay, and also be wary of merchant processors that promise very little fees, because what they're doing is they're promising low fees based on their particular fee, but the credit cards themselves still charge a fee. Amex charges the highest one out of all of them, and so you have to know that you're going to pay around 3%, 2.9%, whatever, on average. And if you upgrade to Shopify's $79 a month plan, you'll get a 2.6% fee instead of 2.9. Okay, so it might be worth it. I usually, when I get a store to like 30,000 in revenue per month on average, then I upgrade it. All right, so that's kind of how that goes, guys. I hope that was helpful. Definitely, if you are interested in getting started with a e-commerce business, go check out my website at ecommerceparadise.com. I have a free course for you, as well as free niches list, and I also have a full course, a high-ticket dropshipping masterclass, and you can check out my turnkey Shopify stores as well as my business in a box service at ecommerceparadise.com/turnkey. Looking forward to helping you guys become successful with e-commerce and high-ticket dropshipping, and I'll talk to you in the next episode. Take care.